Welcome back to Dallas. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show live here in AT&T Stadium once again, the home of the Dallas Cowboys. And Sunday's Harvest America with Pastor Greg Laurie, harvestamerica.com. You can check that out. So let me explain that to you. And then really a sad week in the news. And I want to talk about yet another celebrity suicide that occurred today. Anthony Bourdain on CNN and the celebrity chef and the guy that traveled all over the world. Of course, Kate Spade. Earlier in the week, fashion designer and such, and then Charles Krauthammer. Most of you know about Charles Krauthammer, brilliant conservative commentator, Fox News, all kinds of other places, and he wrote a letter today because he only has a couple weeks left to live, and just an interesting look at the brevity of life, the sanctity of life, the frailty of life, and it makes me think of course, Scripture. Where we talk about what profits the man that gains the whole world but loses his soul. And unfortunately, based on what I could see from everything, it looks like all three of these really, really well-known people don't have any discernible relationship with Jesus Christ, yet they have worldly renowned and riches and these incredibly exciting, profoundly impactful lives. And it just isn't enough. And there's anxiety and there's depression. And so it's just a really, really difficult week with all of this, and I'll probably give you a chance to call in if you want to share some insights on that, or perhaps you've been down the road of suicidal thoughts yourself and you've struggled with that battle and you've found victory, and if you want to share a little testimony about that, I'll open up the phones here in a little bit and give you an opportunity to be a part of that. But we are here live at AT&T Stadium again Sunday night, 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Harvest America with Pastor Greg Laurie, literally a nationwide evangelistic outreach live from here at AT&T Stadium, where I'm broadcasting from today, and I'll be doing a 2.5-hour live radio broadcast on Sunday with Janet Mefford, who's the very well-known conservative Christian talk radio host, has been around in the business for a couple of decades, a lot longer than I have, so we're going to be doing that on Sunday. And an opportunity for you there at your home and your family room through Facebook and Facebook Live and the Internet to literally bring a modern evangelistic crusade. You know, if you're old enough and know all about the Billy Graham crusades, Greg Laurie and the Harvest team have been doing very similar, but a more modern kind of contemporary version for the last 29 years. We started Harvest America in 2012, which takes the local crusade, which is here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on Sunday night, and then balloons it across the nation and, in fact, around the world via the web and simulcast, and we're going to be on over 600 radio stations Sunday night when we're doing the live simulcast from here. And it's an opportunity for you to take advantage of technology and a very gifted, very effective evangelist in Greg Laurie. And if you hear some loud noise and music in the background, I'm here literally in AT&T Stadium. If you want to see what that looks like, a bird's eye view from up here in a radio booth, just go to our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and in the search box, just the Steve Noble Show, and you'll find us. Jump on over to the page, like it, and then just click on the Facebook Live, and you'll be able to look right here, a rare view of AT&T Stadium where the Dallas Cowboys play, and now with the big stage and everything going on. So that's Sunday night. Friends, family, sons, daughters, neighbors, coworkers, your spouse perhaps, maybe it's your mom and dad. Anybody that you know that doesn't know the Lord has not given their life to Jesus Christ, is not born again, they will hear the gospel on Sunday night very clearly, very forthrightly presented by Greg Laurie. He's a fantastic evangelist, a great communicator. He's funny, it's relevant, it's current, and he gets right at it. I mean, and he'll tell you the whole time, you know, I'm going to be asking you for a decision. And at the end of his message, he will ask anybody in your home, anybody that's watching, your family room, your living room, your kitchen, smart device, computer, Roku, whatever, anybody that's a part of that, he will ask them to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it could be this Sunday night, the person in your life or the people in your life that maybe you've struggled to share the gospel with, or you've shared it so many times they're sick of hearing it from you, and maybe just invite them over for dinner or dessert and coffee just to hang out on a beautiful summer evening, and they will hear the gospel and they will be given a chance to respond. And you could be there at the moment when they pass from death into life. But today on the show, unfortunately, talking about a lot of death this week in the news. But harvestamerica.com, you can check that out, find out all the different ways that you can take the live stream on Sunday night, again, starting at about 7 p.m. Eastern time. harvestamerica.com, and yours truly will be here for the whole thing. I'm here in Dallas at the stadium. So, again, another Unbelievable, waking up this morning, another celebrity, not just a death, but another suicide. Anthony Bourdain, who most of us know from CNN and his cooking show and around the world, you know, he goes around the world and finds all these interesting cooking places and all these restaurants, just kind of this wild life. He was a big-time celebrity chef in New York, and just like Kate Spade did on Monday, in her apartment in Manhattan, he's in a hotel room somewhere in France, I think, where they were filming, and in his hotel room, he hangs himself, and come to find that he's had all kinds of struggles with drugs and depression and cocaine and even heroin, things like that, and to get to the point in life where there's just no reason to go on, and look at what he had. He had fame. He had riches. He had this incredibly exciting lifestyle. He had an 11 or 12 year old daughter, and all of that going on, and just not enough. And Kate Spade, incredibly successful in her business, and looking at her website, Kate Spade in New York. Kate Spade, the visionary founder of our brand, has passed. This is at the website. Our thoughts are with her family at this incredibly heartbreaking time. We honor all the beauty she brought into this world, and that's it. That's all. That's all that can be said. And the same thing happened with Bourdain. We haven't seen a lot of information there, although he has struggled with it, drugs and depression and things over the years. But Charles Krauthammer, which I mentioned earlier, I'm going to read here when we get time during the show. I'm going to read a letter that he penned. It just came out earlier today. Basically, his end-of-life letter. He's going to die from cancer in the next couple weeks. And I read that letter, and I'm going to share that letter with you on the air today. And it was just heartbreaking, because there's the only thing that you find in these stories is they look back at a life well lived, about success and accomplishments. They lived it the way they wanted to. They did the things they wanted to, but no mention. And Charles Krauthammer, such a smart, intelligent man, and fought for life his whole life since he was injured while he was in medical school at I think he was in Harvard or Yale. Brilliant guy, and he's going to die. He was a quadriplegic, and he's going to die. And the letter he wrote is heartbreaking. And they talk about the past, but they don't talk about the future. So, so sad, which is why Harvest America is so important this Sunday, because it's all about the gospel. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble. It is the Steve Noble Show, live from Dallas here at AT&T Stadium, where, of course, the Dallas Cowboys play. Love them or hate them, this is an amazing stadium. Boy, this place is kind of like a 4 or 5 star hotel with 90,000 seats. So we're here Sunday, Harvest America, starting at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. And again, just want to encourage you. You want an opportunity for your friends, family, anybody in your life that doesn't know the Lord, isn't born again, to hear the gospel, to hear it clearly, and being given an opportunity to respond. That's happening Sunday night. You can watch it on Facebook Live through Greg Laurie's page. I'll share all that stuff on Sunday online at harvestamerica.com. There's a Roku channel. So all kinds of ways you can do that. And then the people in your life that are lost, invite them to your home Sunday night. Go to harvestamerica.com and check it all out there. But starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Chris Tomlin, Switchfoot, David Crowder, Phil Wickham. So there'll be a bunch of music and stuff. Greg will be speaking about an hour and 20 minutes into it. So at about a little after 8:15 or so, 8:10 Eastern time, right around there, Greg will be coming up to the stage here at AT&T Stadium and then explaining the gospel, a very relevant message, modern examples. I'm sure Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain and Charles Krauthammer's name will probably all get mentioned as we have two suicides and then Charles Krauthammer's letter this morning that he released because he's going to die in the next couple weeks from cancer. So I wanted to focus on some of that today and had one of my friends on Facebook Live. If you want to join us here in the stadium and see what it looks like, just go to our Facebook page. Just jump on over to Facebook, The Steve Noble Show, over on Facebook. It's an easy way to find us, and you can check out the sights and sounds here in AT&T Stadium. But I wanted to read this, and then also I want to give you an opportunity because I had one friend, like I mentioned, on Facebook. I'm going to read her note. Karen posted a note. Because her brother committed suicide in 2012. She's got a message we all need to hear. But if you want to share a testimony about suicide, and maybe it was you that struggled with it or attempted, whatever the case may be, and you want to give us a word of encouragement, a word of exhortation, some help on how we should be paying attention to this, and people that are depressed or anxious, dealing with things in life right now where suicide might actually seem like a viable option for you. But if you're out there and you want to share a story, a testimony, something that God has done in your life with respect to suicide, please give us a call today. I want to make sure I give you the time to do that. It's such an important topic, and I'll read some stats because the CDC is showing that it's gone up 30% since 1999. The world is a difficult and broken place. So if you want to call in and share about that, please do that today. That would be a blessing for all of us. 866-348-7884 is our number, as always, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I did want to read Charles Krauthammer's letter. So this is sad. Now, I'm going to read this. It's not very long. And you tell me your response. Just listen to this and consider it, okay? So he wrote this just this morning, June 8th, 2018. I have been uncharacteristically silent these past 10 months. I had thought that silence would soon be coming to an end, but I'm afraid I must tell you now that fate has decided on a different course for me. In August of last year, I underwent surgery to remove a cancerous tumor in my abdomen. That operation was thought to have been a success, but it caused a cascade of secondary complications, which I have been fighting in a hospital ever since. It was a long and hard fight with many setbacks, but I was steadily, if slowly, overcoming each obstacle along the way and gradually making my way back to health. However, recent tests have revealed that the cancer has returned. There was no sign of it as recently as a month ago, which means it is aggressive and spreading rapidly. My doctors tell me their best estimate is that I only have a few weeks left to live. This is the final verdict. My fight is over. This is Charles Krauthammer, released this letter publicly this morning. I wish to thank my doctors and caregivers whose efforts have been magnificent, my dear friends who have given me a lifetime of memories and whose support has sustained me through these difficult months, and all my partners at the Washington Post, Fox News, and Crown Publishing. Lastly, I thank my colleagues, my readers, and my viewers who have made my career possible and given consequence to my life's work. I believe that the pursuit of truth and right ideas through honest debate and rigorous argument is a noble undertaking. I am grateful to have played a small role in the conversations that have helped guide this extraordinary nation's destiny. I leave this life with no regrets. It was a wonderful life, full and complete with the great loves and great endeavors that make it worth living. I am sad to leave, but I leave with the knowledge that I lived the life that I was intended. And that's from Charles Krauthammer just this morning. Again, on the heels of finding out about Anthony Bourdain, the star of that cooking and travel show on CNN, who hung himself. I believe he was in France shooting the show over there. History of drug addiction and drug abuse and anxiety and depression. And he had one young daughter. I think she's 11 or 10 years old. They've been married a couple of times and died at age 61. And then, of course, Kate Spade earlier this week on Monday. And the suicide rates in America, this is a brand new CDC study. This is from ABC News, but it's all over the place. Suicide rates are up 30% since 1999, the CDC says. Only half of people who died by suicide had diagnosed mental health conditions. And so that's since 1999, up 30%. It's one of the top causes of death in America now. And just such a brutal, difficult, and sad circumstance. I'm going to get to a couple callers here. And if you want to share about suicide and how it's touched your life, and especially some encouragement for the rest of us and maybe help, that's how we can look out for it and people that we know, give us a call, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Laura, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Laura, thanks for calling. You're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hey, I hope that this helps. I lost my brother last year, and he went and checked out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should say this or not, but it happened. Well, he loved the Lord. He helped a lot of, many, many people come to the Lord. He was such an encouragement to me and to, like I said, to so many others. I truly believe that he is in heaven.
Yes, ma'am.
And we found out later that he had been diagnosed with Lewy, afterwards they found out that he had Lewy body dementia. If he'd been in his right mind, he would have never done that, and I know that in my heart of hearts.
And so, for you, I mean, a direct family member, and I'm so sorry, Laura, and thank you for being willing to share this with us today. But what encouragement can you give people that may have a family member like you did and somebody in their life that's struggling with things like this and not knowing? Were you guys completely blindsided, Laura, by him taking his life?
I was. I mean, yeah. It was funny. I mean, him and I would get together, and it was like, it was over for everybody else, you know.
Yeah.
But sense of humor, and like I say, he loved the Lord. So I didn't see it coming, you know, at all. And I hadn't been around him in about two or three months, so I didn't know that he was, apparently, like his wife said, had been basically through torture. I mean, hallucinations and not knowing what was going on.
Man.
And unfortunately, they can't find out. You know, it's like a autopsy type thing that right now that they can't diagnose it while the person's alive, that they have Lewy body dementia.
How sad.
You know, it's a horrible, from what I understand, it's a horrible thing to go through.
I'm sure.
So, but I know, his favorite passage was the Lord brought him from a miry clay, from a pit.
Psalm 40.
But I don't really want to say, except for that, you know, I know for a fact that God has carried me this last year because my brother and I were very,
Amen.
Very close.
Laura, I'm up against a break, but thank you so much for calling in and sharing that today.
Right.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back.
Let's try it all together.
Welcome back. This is the Steve Noble Show. It is Steve Noble live from AT&T Stadium in Dallas, which is the site of this Sunday's Harvest America with Pastor Greg Laurie. Please take that seriously. An incredible opportunity to use a gifted evangelist on Sunday night live across the nation through the internet, through Roku, through DirecTV. There's all kinds of different ways that you can bring that crusade, that evangelism, into your family room so that you know if you have a loved one there, a friend, a family, coworker, a neighbor that doesn't know Jesus Christ, they will hear the gospel on Sunday night. They will be given a chance to respond. And if they do, then Harvest will send them a Start Bible and discipleship materials. And you could see a new birth right there in your house. Go to harvestamerica.com and check that out this Sunday, June 10th, starting at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, talking about these really sad deaths this week, two suicides, and then Charles Krauthammer's letter that he put out today that is telling everybody he's only got a couple weeks to live. I'll talk about that some more. But if you want to share any story, any testimony, any encouragement about suicide and how that's touched your life and maybe something that can help the rest of us or can encourage somebody that's struggling with that, please give us a call today, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I'm going to go to Kirk, who's calling in from New Mexico on one of our new affiliates with Wilkins Radio. Kirk, thanks so much for calling in today. Go right ahead.
So I just want to start off and say that my best friend committed suicide when I was about 21 years old, and I had a big impact on my life, and I had a cousin that committed suicide 2 years ago, it really took a toll on me, too, and my struggles with drugs and alcohol over the past 7-8 years have totally destroyed my life. I've really thought about committing suicide the last, few months myself, but I opened up the Bible and got, into a church. And, I got the news 2 days ago I'm going to be a father.
Wow.
I know there's a reason I'm on this earth.
That's right. That's right. And what have you found? Praise the Lord, Kirk, that God has brought you as far as he has in these recent days and that you're in getting into the family of faith and understanding what God's plan and his heart and his love for you. What is it that you found in discovering, what the Bible says and getting into a church community? What are you finding there that's helping you?
I mean, there's lots of support. I mean, people have similar stories, and it's just really good to, have people to, count on and help you.
Yeah, and I think I had a friend on Facebook Live, and I'm going to share her comments here in a minute, that was saying the exact same thing, that people and friends and community can make such a big difference, and I'm just so grateful, Kirk, that you were willing to call in. Hey, would you mind if I put you on hold, Kirk? Would you talk to Howard, my producer, again, and give him maybe your phone number or your email? I'd love to correspond with you and just try to be an encourager for you as well.
Absolutely.
All right, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Kirk. God bless you, and I'm so excited about what God's doing. And just be in God's Word and be talking to Him and be leaning into that church community because we know God loves you and He died for you and He has great plans and intentions for your life and especially this new life. And congratulations about being a dad. I have four kids myself, and it will give you a whole new understanding of life and the preciousness of it and your role in it as this child is born later on. And trust me, after four children of my own, it's really amazing what God can do through that. So I'm going to put you on hold, Kirk, and get that information. Then I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, man. Thanks. Hold on just a second. So Howard, go ahead and take care of Kirk. He's back on hold. If you want to call in and share something, please do that today. Obviously, God wants to speak through a lot of people and to minister to all of us and speak into this situation about suicide. 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I did want to go back to some of my friends on Facebook Live. And Karen shared this a little bit earlier about her life. My brother committed suicide in 2012. My message? Family. Friends! Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Pay attention to your people! Exclamation point. There's lots of help out there. Get into their lives and heads. Ask them bold, intimate questions about their thoughts, about suicide, life, and problems. Most importantly, you. Begin a relationship with Jesus Christ if you have not. Then pray, pray, pray. Someone's life is depending upon you. Christians, get serious about the Great Commission. What a great reminder there now. And another friend of mine, Danny, one of his uncles, committed suicide a few years back after a call he made to another family member. And that family member knew that they should have called him back, and it just didn't go that way. And obviously, God is the final judge in these situations, and we really have to be aware. And I think sometimes we get so nervous that it's not my place. I don't want to make people feel awkward. I don't want to insert myself into something that I shouldn't be in. But listen, if you're a born again Christian, you are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. You are. That is a spiritual and earthly reality. If you are born again, if all of your faith for your salvation is in what Jesus Christ accomplished on that cross and coming out of that grave, He is your Savior, the Lord of your life. You are His ambassador on earth. You are there to comfort, to love, to serve, to care for, and to minister to, yes, even you minister to people, and to share the gospel and to share hope. We are surrounded by darkness. We're surrounded by brokenness. And yes, we're surrounded by suicide. And we have eternal answers that God has revealed to us through His Word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And talk about dereliction of duty. If we're not regularly paying closer attention to the people that God has brought into our lives, we're just not loving people as Christ loves people and as Christ loved us. 866-348-7884 is the number if you want to share about this topic today. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH as we're talking about these sad suicides, these famous people committing suicide today, this week, both by hanging, Anthony Bourdain and then Kate Spade earlier this week in New York. And then Fox News, Charles Krauthammer, sending out this letter this morning, thanking people and acknowledging he's had a great life. But the sad thing when I read this is there's no future. And I just looked up a couple things online. Charles Krauthammer was kind of grew up Jewish, but is not interested. He said some pretty tough things about creation and intelligent design, and sure looks like he never put any faith in Jesus Christ, that he wasn't a Christian. And so that's where you end up. You have this great life, notoriety, an incredibly intelligent and thoughtful man, and in the end, it all goes back in the box, and there's nothing for him to look forward to. It's just over, except for Charles Krauthammer or anybody else that doesn't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not over. That's what C.S. Lewis said so eloquently years ago, was that you've never met a mere mortal. Every single person is either in eternal splendor or an everlasting splendor or an eternal horror, meaning either heaven or hell. every single person that's ever lived, that's alive today, and that ever will live prior to Jesus coming back, in the end, they will face judgment. And either your crimes have been covered, your crimes against the holy God have been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you're born again in him, or you die in your sin, and you justly go to hell because you chose to reject God and his son and his offer of salvation. And so every single person is going to go down that way, either to heaven or to hell. Charles Krauthammer does not look like he had any faith in Christ. And so I read this letter, and it's just sad. It's just sad. All he can reflect on is what he has lived and nothing in the future, unless he knew. So I'm wondering, were there any Christians that shared anything with Charles Krauthammer over the years? If they did, praise the Lord. If they didn't, that's on all of us. We all have people that we know that will die in sin, and did we share the gospel with them? I'm going to jump over to Chris, who's calling in from Raleigh, North Carolina. Chris, thanks for calling in today. You're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Steve, how are you today?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just have a message for those who are listening out there and who know the Lord and the importance of developing relationships. But, Steve, we've chatted before in the past here in Raleigh, but Anthony Bourdain was a guy I palled around with as a kid up in New Jersey.
Wow.
50-odd years ago. And, you know, he was a nice kid, a little standoffish, but, you know, to see that he had fame and fortune later in life was not enough for him to have a real purpose in life. So the message really is, as I see it, is that you know, don't take anyone for granted. The things that people pursue these days as far as fame and fortune really don't mean diddly based on the accolades and success and money he made.
Yeah.
It just wasn't enough. And so it's a very sad day, but clearly we should be compelled to, you know, share the good news with all who we know who don't know him and who continue to pursue, you know, pearls of swine, I guess.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really mean anything. So I just thought I'd pass that along, Steve.
No, it's a great thought. Chris, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that today, brother. Thanks for listening, as always. And see, when you talk about that, Anthony Bourdain, I mean, you look at that and go, man, if I had a life like his, if I had his job, if I traveled like he did all fun things, man, then I'd be happy. No, it's all a trap. It's all a lie. You can have everything that the world offers, but if you don't have Christ, ultimately you have nothing, and the world can't give you anything that's going to last, and that's why people get depressed. And that's why people like this, ultimately, I mean, some of that's clinical depression, yes. But a lot of it, at least half, at least according to the CDC, is not. It's the brokenness of the world. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. High above the field here at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, where the Dallas Cowboys play, whether you like them or hate them, or have no feelings about them whatsoever. This is an awesome facility. I think it seats about 90,000 when they fill up all the box seats and all the private suites and stuff. But without that, it's about 85,000, 84,000. And we're expecting and praying for and looking forward to seeing God do another amazing thing here on Sunday night for Harvest America. HarvestAmerica.com, where you can bring this live crusade and the gospel presentation with Pastor Greg Laurie right into your family room. So if you know some people, maybe in your own family, living in your own home, they need to hear the gospel, neighbors, coworkers, friends, invite them over Sunday. And just have them over for dinner or just for dessert, just to hang out. And then it starts at about 7 o'clock Eastern time. Great Christian music. You can have that on in the background. And about an hour and 20 minutes into it, Pastor Greg Laurie will get up on this giant stage here in Dallas and share a message, share the gospel story, give people an opportunity to respond right then and there. And there'll be an opportunity that anybody in your house that would respond to the gospel can get some follow-up materials, a Start Bible, which is a Bible with Greg's notes for new believers, and some follow-up materials called Start to Follow, which is a little discipleship course that Harvest has put together. So that's all available to all of us on Sunday night live here from AT&T Stadium. Go to HarvestAmerica.com. That's the website, HarvestAmerica.com. If you want to call in before we run out of time on today's show, we've been talking about these difficult celebrity suicides this week with Kate Spade on Monday. Anthony, is it Anthony or Andrew? Anthony Bourdain from CNN, that famous chef and everybody, just this morning. Charles Krauthammer, who is still alive, but he is expecting to die of cancer in the next couple of weeks, and penned a poignant letter this morning that I read earlier, but no hope, no future, because Charles Krauthammer, from everything I could find, had no relationship with Jesus Christ and pretty much, it looks like, rejected all of that. and he will die in his sin, which this isn't politically correct, but when Charles Krautheimer takes his last breath on earth, he's going to find himself in judgment if he doesn't turn to Christ before he dies. And that's why that issue is important, and end-of-life issues and suicide is an important issue. And again, like we talked about earlier, I and most good, solid conservative theologians on the planet disagree with the Catholic position from the past, and still for some Catholics today, that if you die by suicide, that's unforgivable. No, that is bad theology and simply is not true. And if you're a born-again Christian and you go down that road and end up taking your own life, that too is covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So let that be an encouragement to you. Let's jump over to the phones. If you want to call in, 866-348-7884 is the number, 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's jump over to Jim calling back in. A lot of people from my home city today calling in. Jim's there in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jim, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. I just want to make a couple of comments. My dad committed suicide. He hung himself while my mother was close one morning. And he was a Christian. I mean, he wore out 20 Bibles, but he was like two people, like a demon and another guy. So I had a well-meaning friend who was a very good Christian. His brother committed suicide, and he told me, well, they're going to hell, you know. And I don't believe that, and I'll tell you a verse that really helped me. It's just a partial verse. Yeah, I wish I could remember the verse. I was in the car. I would have looked it up first. But it's the verse where Jesus is talking about it's harder for a rich man to go through the eye of a needle. It's harder for a rich man to go through an eye of a needle to get to heaven. Something like that. Anyway, he can't do it. It's like an impossible thing.
Right.
And then they replied to him and said, well, then how can a rich man get to heaven? He said, it's the last half of that verse. He said, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
And that has comforted me a lot, you know, and I hope that other people would maybe get some comfort out of that as well, especially having a grandfather and a dad that committed suicide. But
yeah,
those, and so they were very good people in a different kind of way. And they were both Christians. So, and when I read that part of that verse, that became one of my favorite verses.
Yeah, amen.
I could tell you the verse, you know.
I can tell you. I just looked it up. It's Matthew 19. Verses 23 through about 26. So Matthew 19, 23 through 26. That's exactly where it's at.
I remember the Matthew 19. Terrific.
Okay, brother.
Okay,
thank you.
That's your thing.
No, that's great. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you sharing that. If you want to get something in, if you want to share some encouragement, your experience dealing with this issue of suicide, and maybe a scripture that, like Jim did, if you want to share that, please call us before we run out of time today. It's such an important subject. And like I said, with the CDC report, suicide's up 30% since 1999. It's one of the top, one of the leading causes of death in America, which is so heartbreaking and so sad. And he was referring to Matthew 19. I'll just read this to you. Matthew 19, starting in verse 23. And Jesus said to his disciples, truly, I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich person enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? Like, really? Who can be saved then? But Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And of course, if you're a Christian, if you're a born-again Christian, numerous places in Scripture, not the least of which when Jesus said, nobody will snatch you out of my hand, Jesus will not lose a single one of his children. His children, through faith in him, through being born again, like he talked to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he's not going to lose them. If you're a born-again Christian and you take your own life, if you have five abortions, if you murder somebody else, if you're a liar and a cheat, now if you live that lifestyle, of course you should be questioning whether you're a born-again Christian or not, because a born-again Christian will bear fruit and will turn from that. Repentance will turn from that kind of a lifestyle. But born-again Christians, and I've done shows on suicide before, can struggle with depression. They can struggle with anxiety. They can get in a bad place and lose a hold on their hope that they found in Christ. And there are born-again Christians that commit suicide. And I believe, according to God's word, that once you're born again, nothing, not suicide, not abortion, nothing you do can separate you from your Lord and Savior. But the thing to remember with suicide, and I was reading this from the CDC earlier today, and shared it a little while in the air. Suicide rates up 30% across the nation since 1999. And only about half the people who died by suicide had known mental health condition. Even though depression had been thought to be the major cause of suicide, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said, while many cases of mental illness may have been diagnosed, the CDC also noted that relationship stress, financial troubles, and substance abuse were contributing to the trends. Kirk called in from Albuquerque, New Mexico earlier, struggling with thoughts of suicide, and it seems like as a result of what he said, drug addiction. From 1999 to 2015, suicide rates increased among both sexes, all racial ethnic groups, and all urbanization levels, the CDC research wrote in their report. And so it's just Kate Spade on Monday, Anthony Bourdain today, just a heartbreaking reality in our world. And you lose hope. And people, these famous people, will experience all that the world has to offer. Money, sex, power, fame, travel, the greatest accommodations, the nicest hotels, the best of everything. And in the end, what does that do for you? It doesn't satisfy the heart. It doesn't satisfy the soul. As C.S. Lewis said, if you find that nothing on earth satisfies you, it's because you were made for another place. We were made for heaven. We were made for the original intent for the earth before the fall. And so this is on all of us to be really perceptive to the people that are in our lives, to people that perhaps we don't think about that often, people at work, people in a neighborhood, to be looking for signs. And when we ask people, how you doing, why don't we actually mean it and ask, you know, and they, if somebody kind of stumbles on that, says, well, not doing so well. Well, then as a Christ follower, we need to be willing to say, well, tell me about that. I'd love to be a good listener for you. Please share with me. I'll pray with you right now. And I'll do whatever I can. I'll try to help you find some help if you're willing to do that. And we need to be doing that. That's, and especially if you've been down this road, I love 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where it talks about we should be comforting others with the comfort that we have received ourselves from Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Then you become a steward of that. And you use that, the comfort God has provided you, to be a comfort to others. So let's take this as a reminder again, as we're Christians and we're living in this world, and the news is coming at us, good news, bad news, political news, cultural news, whatever. Let's always stop and think. This is what I try to do. Why should this story matter to me as a Christian? What does it mean? What is the truth going on here about man, about God, about life on earth, about the fallenness of mankind? What does this mean? What's the truth here? And then ultimately, what do I do with this? I mean, why do we watch the news? Why do we read these stories? Why do we share things? Why do we post? Why does it matter? Why am I here? Why am I in Dallas? Why did I leave my family for 5 or 6 days to come serve here in Dallas? It's for the cause of the kingdom and for the gospel and to do whatever I can to be a part of an event like this, Harvest America, on Sunday night. I'll serve, and we haven't done a radio broadcast with Harvest America before, and I just thought a couple of months ago, why don't we try this? So I reached out to some dear brothers in Christ that I know at the Bot Radio Network, Rich Bot, and his father started it. And I said, you know, they've carried just Greg's message previously. And this time I was like, instead of having it just kind of this message show up live on a Sunday night, let's put some context behind it. Let's put some history behind it. Let's do a live. Would you guys consider doing a live simulcast? And I'd love to host it. But I just think it's worth doing. And we talked about it and they eventually agreed, praise the Lord. And then it started there. And with other people's efforts on Harvest and Janet Mefford, who's a great Christian communicator, and Charlie Mefford, who works with Ambassador, Amboss, which is the way that we syndicate the show, and then Brian St. Peter's at Harvest, and God breathes into all of that. And now on Sunday, we'll have over 600 stations carrying Harvest America, live proclamation of the gospel, and that's why I was willing to leave home for 5 or 6 days. What does it matter? What can we do with this, with these news stories, with these issues, with these truths for the kingdom and for our neighbors and for our loved ones? We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. And like D. James Kennedy once said, Christians should be like hurricanes. And everywhere we go, nothing stays the same, especially when it comes to loving people well. This is Steve Noble. It's been great being with you live from AT&T Stadium, harvestamerica.com. Harvest America Sunday night starting at 7 p.m. Eastern. I hope you'll be a part of it. And God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.